This is a dictation for patient Raru Petiway, RARUPETTWAY. Raru Petiway is being seen today on 10-1-2024 for a history of automobile accident that caused him all the chief symptoms. Apparently, patient reports of headaches, pain in the right side of the neck, both shoulders, middle back, lower back, both knees. And alleges that the automobile accident that happened on 5-2-2023 around 8 p.m. is the reason for all these symptoms. History of automobile accident. The patient was traveling as a restaurant driver in a Cadillac SUV at 25 to 30 miles near Wyoming and 8 Mile Road. He reported that he was traveling through North Wyoming. Another car went through a stop sign without stopping. And although he got the ticket and he was hit T-bone on a passenger side, and life of jaw was used to remove him from the car. Apparently, he was wearing seatbelts, airbags were deployed. There was no loss of consciousness. It was not a hit-and-run accident. Ambulance arrived at the scene, and he was taken to the hospital, Panay Grace Hospital, on the day of accident via ambulance, where he was in the emergency room for more than 8 hours overnight. No X-ray CT scan was done. Then he started seeing Dr. Kripchak in Northland Radiology. Regarding the damage, patient report that his car was completely totaled and seatbelt popped out, completely out of the socket. And his injury is reported that his teeth fell next day after hitting into the steering wheel, jaw is hurting, neck is whiplash, and his head hit into the left window. However, there was no direct trauma to the chest, pelvic, or abdomen, and there was no laceration or fractures. And he has a PTSD as a Marine from the past in Somalia, but he's not seeing any psychiatrist currently. Regarding the symptoms, patient reports of headaches, which are severe, 7 on a scale of 1 to 10, often daily, occupying the front and back and the right temple, moderately severe to sometimes severe, off and on, worsened by noise but not by the light, associated with nausea and vomiting. Symptoms of TBI that are reported by the patient are ringing in the ear, forgetfulness, confusion, lack of focus, loss of concentration, nightmares, fearful of the event, nausea, vomiting, and erectile dysfunction. The patient do not have any dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, seizures, or loss of memory. No blurred vision, spots in the vision, or double vision, or loss of vision field is reported. No taste problem or smell problem is reported. He has no subtle anesthesia, sleep disturbance, denies any anxiety, depression, panic. No incontinence of the urine, bowel is reported. No trouble walking, no numbness, tingling anywhere, no weakness, lightheadedness. Regarding the pain syndrome, patient has pain in the right side of the neck, both shoulders, both knees. The neck pain is around 7, shoulder pain is around 10 on the right side, and 2 or 3 on the left. He can do left shoulder up to 180 degrees. But on the right, he can only do 160 degrees with pain, abduction and forward flexion. Pain in the middle back, neck, and the lower back is around 7 to 8 or 9, and both the knees give out for him, and they are hurting him to around 5 on a scale of 1 to 10, and he can walk up to half a mile. He can sit okay, stand okay. He has had some x-rays and MRI done. He is undergoing a right shoulder plasma injection by Dr. Roberts, who is an orthopedic surgeon. He also has oral surgery done recently for the knock teeth. one crown, one implant. He's wearing a brace all night. He also reports that he's going to have a deposition on, he had a deposition on 8/24/2024, which went very well. He also reports of a previous accident, motor vehicular, on 6/20/2021, where he was a resident driver and a rear ender on the 8 Mile Road, and Dr. Gilliard and took care of his shoulder at the time. He was with his family in the car. Case is closed, and he had six epidurals, but no cervical epidurals. He was seen by Dr. Kripchak at Northland Radiology, and he went to the ER Simon Grace Hospital. Currently, for this accident, he reported that he's having a continuous pain, throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, aching, heavy, tender, 7 to 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected 7. The pain is worsened by bending, coughing, and standing, and improved by pain medications. Currently, he reports of having X-rays, MRI done, does not have any muscle weakness, numbness, tingling, pins and needles anywhere, no radiculopathy, no bladder bowel incontinence. So far, since the accident, he has tried chiropractor, physical therapy, massage, is undergoing surgery for the teeth now, for the right shoulder, and for medications. Please review the record for the system review, surgical history, allergy history, family history, relationship, employment, disability, legal, and personal history, as well as the ADLs. The physical examination blood pressure is 175 over 125, pulse 71, pulse ox is 100. Height is 6 feet 1 inch, and the weight is 249 pounds. General exam remains normal. He is a 52-year-old African-American male of a good build, nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative, and conscious, with no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicae, no acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain, faces unnoticed, no acute anxiety, lethargy is noticed. Patients do exhibit good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk reasonably well with some limping due to the pain in the knees. Rest of the exam comes from the template, including the neurological and the musculature examination. And musculoskeletal examination is as follows. In inspection, palpation is from the template, spine tenderness, none is noticed, paravertebral muscle spasm, none, hypertonicity, none, range of motion of the cervical spine, forward flexion 30, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 25, and rotation 30. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 30, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 15, and bilateral rotation is 15. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign, Sperling sign, Lermet test, distraction test, Sotohol test are all negative. Thoracic spine, the Roos test, some slump tests are negative. In lumbar spine, Brzezinski-Kernick test is negative. The straight leg raising test was positive at 45 degrees. Cross leg raise test is positive. Camp test is positive. Braggart test negative. Brzezinski sign negative. SI joint were found to be tender bilaterally with positive Faber test and Gunsland test. I was standing flexion test, iliac compression test, distraction test were negative. In the extremities, the patient has some finding in the right shoulder, where there is a painful range of motion beyond 160 degrees in the area's rotator cuff region. But motor strength is normal, and Hawken-Kennedy test is found positive, as well as the speed test, near test, and MTBA can test. The knee examination are equivocal. There is no positive finding in the knees. In the left shoulder also, there is a positive finding of pain in the rotator cuff region with positive Hawken-Kennedy test and speed test, near test, and the anterior posterior apprehension test. Drop arm test was negative. The strength of the muscle, motor power is normal, and the right in the left arm, and carpal tunnel testing is negative both sides. Grips are normal and there is no finding in the wrist or hand or hip and the ankle and foot. In the knee examination, there is no swelling or tenderness and just generalized pain in both the knees. No damage to the collateral ligaments is noticed. Diagnosis? We had 9.2 XXT 110 S09.90 XA, R51 R42, F41.1 F32.9, M79.2 M79.1, M54.0. The upper extremities, shoulders, M25.511, M25.512, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D. Lower extremities, right knee, M25.56, M25.562, M23.202, cervical spine, M54.250.20, M54.12, S13.4, XXA. Thoracic spine, M54.09, 54.6, M51.24, S23.3, XXA. Lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5, XXA. Sacroiliac spine, M54.17, S33.5, XXA, M46.1. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. Rahul Pativay is ordered to have a physical therapy to the neck, mid-back, lower back, and to the both shoulders, both knees. Home therapy, chiropractic treatment, laser treatment, acupuncture are advised. Home exercises, yoga. He's disabled for work, housework replacement, transportation. He's continuing to have a plasma injection at the with Dr. Roberts, which is fine. Maps have been reviewed, labs have been reviewed. The MRIs have been reviewed. The drug screen has been ordered and reviewed and found to be in compliance. The patient has a positive finding in the left shoulder with supraspinatus tendinopathy and mild degenerative changes to the AC joint. While in the right shoulder, the patient has the following finding. It is a posterior supraspinatus infraspinatus tendinopathy, prior labral repair with signal abnormality in the anterior superior and posterior superior labrum due to a previous labral tear, mild deformity to the distal end of the clavicle with tiny degenerative whispering, mild subacromial and subdeltoid bursitis. Regarding the cervical spine, the patient is found to have a damage to his cervical MRI with disc involvement C23, C34, C45, C56, C67, and C71 with herniated disc and bilateral nerve compressions. Do not see a lumbar MRI connect for this accident has not been done. patient is advised to return in 15 days' time and is reviewed again for further treatment. Patient is advised to continue the non-pharmacological treatment. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. MRIs, I've already reviewed. Medical records are being requested. Release the interventional pain procedures. None are being considered. We'll review the patient again. Surgical options, patient is already seeing Dr. Roberts for his plasma injection and possible surgery for his right shoulder. Neuropsych evaluation is not warranted. Attended care case for prisoner required. Investigation, no new investigation is being ordered at this time, but we may order a lumbar spine MRI if the pain continues. DMEs, no DMEs are ordered. Education is yes. And follow visit in 7 days. Oh, 15 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.